Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to highlight the Atlas gloves that I wear out there to keep my hands warm in the wintertime when the water temperature starts to drop and the air temperature also starts to drop. And it's a combination of both that causes your hands to freeze while you're doing pool service. This podcast is brought to you by InioPools.com. Inio Pools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. So for years, the go-to cold weather gloves that I've been using are the Atlas gloves. They're the Atlas WG772, and these are 26-inch long nitrile-coated cotton-lined work gloves. And typically, you want to get the large size. I've gotten the medium ones before, but they can be a little tight. So large or extra large would be the ideal size for the Atlas gloves. What I like about them is that they're lined with cotton. You can also wear cotton gloves on the inside also, which I've done. So I usually get the large for me, and I'm 5'7", 155 pounds. So the large ones are fine, and I can even still wear a pair of thin cotton gloves underneath the Atlas gloves, because even though it has a cotton lining, it still starts to get cold, especially if you're vacuuming a pool and you're holding onto your pole for, 10-15 minutes, your hands will start to get really cold. So you might want to wear a pair of gloves inside there. But they're 26 inches long, so they're long enough so you can reach into most skimmers and empty out the skimmer basket. And they're really durable. They will eventually tear, and pinholes may form in them, especially if you're using your hand to scoop out debris from the skimmer basket. But they're like $14 on Amazon.com. So you can buy a couple pairs and keep them in case one has a hole in it. You can buy another pair as a backup. And they do keep your hands warm in between your pools on your route, especially in really cold weather. So what happens is that the water is cold when you put your hands in there. In California, it's gotten down to about 50 degrees in most cases. It doesn't get much colder than that, but it has been in the 40s before as far as water temperature. The real problem, I think, is the air temperature. So when the air temperature is in the 40s or 30s and you just get your hands out of the pool, this is what causes that freezing effect on your hands. And if you're not wearing any kind of protective gloves, you won't be able to do this for very long because your hands are just going to be too numb and they're going to freeze off. So definitely want to get the Atlas gloves. Again, they're the WG772, and they come in medium, large, and extra large. You can get them on Amazon.com. If you have any problem finding them, you can email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and I'll send you a direct link for these gloves. So one thing that what I do with these gloves is when I wear them at a service account, I take them off in my truck, and I lay them over the heat vent in my truck as I'm driving to the next stop. So I'll turn my heater on and have the gloves over the vent of the heater, and that way they warm up for the next stop. And this is something that I've been doing as a little trick to keep them warm, because they will stay pretty cold in your truck if you don't have them over the heater vent. And I use them probably for the first 3 or 4 hours of the morning, depending on how cold it is. Sometimes I'll use them the whole day if it's really cold. These gloves are also great for acid washing a salt cell, because they go all the way up to your shoulder, basically. And so any acid that may splash on your arms, that prevents that. So they're for a dual purpose. They're also great for acid washes. So these are great gloves, not only for the cold weather, but since they go 26 inches long, they'll protect you from the chemicals also. So definitely you want to put them on your heater vent in between your stops to heat them up. If you're using a regular aluminum pole, they really conduct the cold really well. And so the pole is going to be cold itself. Your hands are going to be cold. and the wind temperature, the outdoor temperature, especially if there's like a little breeze blowing, is going to be really cold on you. So you definitely want to wear these gloves. And again, if you need cotton gloves underneath it, there's plenty of room in these gloves for cotton gloves on your hands and to put these gloves over it. Now, as far as gripping, you grip just about any of your pool tools with these gloves on. You can enter gate codes with these gloves on in most cases. You may not be able to do, of course, the fine, dexterous things. Like, I have trouble tying my boots with these on because it takes a little bit of effort. So things like that you can't do with these gloves on. But for skimming, brushing, vacuuming a pool, emptying out the skimmer basket, emptying out the pump basket, these gloves are great. They give you plenty of feel in the hands so you can grip things no problem. It's just that you can't do fine-tuning of things with these gloves on. So it'll definitely save your hands out there in the really cold mornings, depending on what region you work in. So again, sizing the gloves, you don't probably want to go with a medium. They're going to be too tight. Large or extra large would be what I would go for. I wear the large ones, and it gives me some room underneath for, again, cotton gloves. So if you're a larger person, definitely get the extra large ones. And those would be the WG77XL, and then, of course, the WG772L, and then the WG772M is for the medium. You just can do a quick search on Amazon. Just type in Atlas WG772, and it'll bring up all the different gloves for you there. So highly recommend them. I don't know how you would be able to do pool service in cold weather without these gloves. They're excellent. There's other gloves on out there. I haven't tried the other ones. These are used in the cold storage where they're, cutting meat. So these are really effective. Again, your hands are going to definitely still get cold because this is the nature of the weather out there. I would suggest if the pole is too cold, you can go with a fiberglass pole. Or get the Primate pole, which is carbon fiber and doesn't conduct the cold quite as much as the aluminum pole. So if you notice that your hands are just freezing, I would suggest switching pool poles to a Primate pole or a fiberglass pole. And that way it doesn't conduct the cold water and the cold air temperature as much as you're holding it. Basically in the winter you're doing the minimum anyway, unless the winds have blown and have destroyed the pools. So these are effective for just about anything related to taking care of a pool. If you're a homeowner and you take care of your pool in the wintertime, I highly recommend getting the Atlas gloves for your pool care. That way you can go out there in the winter, empty out the skimmer basket, check the chemicals in the pool, and do things like that. And I guess I should have mentioned that you can wear these gloves. They're perfectly fine to do a reagent test with and a photometer test. It's a little bit more difficult, but for the reagent testing, and of course with test strips, these gloves are great, so you won't have any problem testing the pool water while you're wearing the Atlas gloves. So if you work in an area where it gets really cold in the winter and you have to be out there working, I highly recommend these gloves. Get a pair today. That way you're going to avoid having your hands numb all the time, and it makes cleaning pools in the cold weather bearable at least. And if you're a homeowner taking care of your own pool and you want more resources for your pool care, check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of helpful web links there, as well as an ebook available for $9.99. And you can learn more about that at swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you do service for a living and you want more helpful tips like the Atlas gloves that I mentioned in this podcast, definitely consider the coaching program. I guess you could do the poaching program if you're in like South Africa or Africa. But the coaching program, you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. And for $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And for $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, there's a lot of other great benefits by joining the group. And you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.